Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 26th day of March, 2024. It's a Tuesday, and we're doing these Holy Week broadcast podcasts during this Holy Week of 2024, and that means today is Holy Tuesday. And what I'm trying to do is get you inside of where Jesus was in that final week on his way to the cross, and what was happening. What was happening in the realm of the Roman Empire, and what was happening in Jerusalem, and more specifically, what Jesus was going through and how that might apply to us. Holy Tuesday, we get a glimpse of the morning when Jesus goes back to the fig tree that he cursed on Monday, and Peter says, look, the fig tree's dried up. Well, in Matthew 21, somewhere in the 22nd, 3rd, 4th verse right in there, the transition of all day Tuesday sort of begins. And Jesus from the mid part of Matthew 21 through most of Matthew 25 presents, he gets into pretty deep discussion with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rulers. They try to corner him on some theological issues. He gives some pretty incredible parables, but in Matthew 24, he begins what is now referred to as the Olivet Discourse. So on Holy Tuesday, Jesus delivers the Olivet Discourse. This is a series of prophecies that regard the end of the temple era, the end of the temple age. We know this because Matthew 23 ends, and remember, on the day before, on Monday, Jesus had cleared the temple. And Matthew 23 ends with Jesus saying this temple is going to be left desolate. And 24 opens with Jesus going, not one stone's going to be left unturned. And the disciples say, well, Lord, when's this going to happen? And what's the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Matthew 24, then Jesus gives all of these prophecies and then makes a very pointed statement in Matthew 24 and says, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled, which means that Jesus is prophesying about events that would come to pass in the lifetime of those who were listening to him. And remember, he's just cleared the temple. He cleared it, then he pronounces its doom in that era. This tells me that on this Holy Tuesday, it's time to stop focusing on the end of the world. Jesus has spoke of the end of an era. It's time to start being the temple that we're called to be. It's no coincidence that Jesus says not one stone will be left unturned. And then the New Testament writers see the church as living stones. Let me read for you today from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones. Peter says that you are a living stone, just like Jesus is a living stone. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So if on Holy Tuesday, Jesus says to his disciples, this temple's coming down, not one stone's going to be left unturned, it's going to happen in your lifetime, then what I say on this observation 2,000 years later of Holy Tuesday is, let's stop proclaiming the end of the world. Let's stop worrying about natural temples. Let's start being the temple. Let's start being the living stones we're called to be. Let's recognize today that we are living stones upon which Christ is building his kingdom. I don't mean he's building it on my performance or your goodness. I mean, this kingdom he has is being manifest not through natural geography and natural temples and a people on the earth through bloodline, but through Christ building up a temple just like he said he would. He has become the new temple, and he has invited us in, incorporated us in. As we celebrate Holy Tuesday, I want to prompt you once again. If Jesus gave the Olivet Discourse on this day of the final week of his life and then declared that temple gone and you and I now get to be temples or at least stones in that temple, well then, let's stop concentrating on what's going wrong and let's start living. We're not dead stones, we're living stones. Let's go be that. And I encourage you today. I hope you have a great day. God bless you.